This is the Hockey Podcast Network, your home for hockey talk on every team in the NHL.
Calgary Flames fans, it's time for Flames Unfiltered. Entertaining and controversial hockey talk with your host, Brad Berube.
Just why is number 14 not in the rafters at the Saddle Dome? No one has wore Fleury's jersey since he was traded. It's time to retire number 14. Good evening. Welcome to another episode of Flames Unfiltered. Episode number 62, June 15th, 2020, as we continue to trudge through the NHL pause. I'm the host of the show, Brad Berube, from Flames Unfiltered, a proud partner with the Hockey Podcast Network. Well, Flames fans, it feels like forever since we talked. It's been a couple weeks as we were being in off-season mode, and we're recording every 2 weeks in June and in the first part of July. And then once camps open and we get back to, playoff mode, I guess. And this whole entire NHL pause has really kind of messed up my scheduling. I hope that I find a way to navigate through these last few weeks of the NHL pause. The weather's nice outside, and we should be talking about Stanley Cup champs, NHL awards, NHL drafts, and free agency, but not this summer. This summer we're talking about the start of the Stanley Cup playoffs. It is weird, but I am excited. I'm actually really excited. I need a break from reality right now. I need to get this messed up world that we're living in off my mind, and I need some Flames hockey. And hopefully, the last week of July, we all get that, right? It's been another difficult week in Calgary. A huge thunderstorm wreaks havoc on northeast Calgary. Heavy rain, tennis ball-sized hail drops across part of the city on Saturday night. Leaves windows shattered in cars, flooded streets, neighborhoods destroyed, the exteriors of homes just terribly destroyed. Repair totals predicted it reaching over $1 billion, and it's definitely living right now in some trying times, and everybody affected in Calgary, we hope that you get the help you need to get lives put back together and homes put back together. Never want your home destroyed. I guess it's better than our lives and the reality of what we were dealing with the coronavirus. But it just seems like one blow to the gut after another. And now it's time to to get through it all and have some Flames wins as I look forward to this play-in series, I guess you call it, against the Winnipeg Jets. Hopefully that final week of July. Some of the Flames players back on the ice at the Saddle Dome now is phase two of the NHL's, I don't know, what would you call it? The phase two of the comeback of the NHL continues, and we continue to trudge through it here on Flames Unfiltered. On this episode, we will talk about one of the greatest Flames players of all time. And I want to know why Theo Fleury's number 14 is not in the rafters. It is a question that I just don't understand, and I've had numerous people ask me about it. We'll take a look at the history of his time in Calgary and just why he maybe isn't in the rafters. Then we'll talk playoffs and what Flames players should be called to action as the Flames extra players as we head into an oddly different play-in series. Then we'll dive into a full plate of Flames news and wrap with another great episode of a listener question about the positives and negatives of the pandemic. Didn't seem like there was too many positives, but you know what? When you think deep down, there really was. Thanks for listening to another episode of Flames Unfiltered.
The Hockey Podcast Network, which Flames Unfiltered is very proud to be a part of, has a great podcast called Ice Analytics. It's a deep dive into hockey analytics, statistical analysis, and how it affects your favorite team. Standings, trades, signings, it's all on Ice Analytics. on the Hockey Podcast Network.
Every team, everywhere. The Hockey Podcast Network.
Number 14, Theron Fleury. One of my favorite Flames. Actually, my favorite Flame. Mika Kiprasov was right up there, too. And he's another number that probably needs to go up to the rafters here sooner rather than later. Just kind of bothers me when I walk into the Saddle Dome and I don't see number 14 up top. Think about this. He played 791 games in a Flames jersey. That's fifth most amongst games played. Of course, Iginla holds a record with 1219. Giordano second. Regier third. McInnes fourth. Theron Fleury in fifth. Points. Probably the most important category that'll get your number to the rafters. He's second, only behind Flames great Jerome Iginla. He sits at currently with 830. There isn't really anybody even close to him. Assists, he's third. Behind Iginla and Al McInnes. Making a case for him. Goals, he's second. Only person ahead of him, Jerome Iginla. Nobody active, even close. He's first in shorthanded goals with 28. He was a member of the 1988-89 Stanley Cup champions, as he was called up that year. He was playing in Salt Lake of the Golden Eagles. He wore the Flames C as a captain for 2 years. And you know what? Not one person, not one, has wore the number 14 in Calgary since he was traded from Colorado. Calgary currently has three numbers in the rafters. They have number 9, Lanny McDonald. How could you not? They also have the greatest Flame of all time, number 12, Jerome Iginla. They also have goaltender Mike Vernon, number 30, who was amazing in his time in Calgary. Number 2 and number 25, Al McInnes and Joe Nieuwendyk, are in the Forever Flame category. Some would argue that maybe number 2 needs to be retired. There's no number 14. Theron Fleury put up 1,088 points in 1,084 career NHL games. That is over a point a game. How many people can say that? His rookie year when he was called up from Salt Lake, Fleury had 34 points in 36 games, had 11 points in 22 playoff games. Five big goals in that Stanley Cup winning year. Theron Fleury deserves to have his jersey number in the rafters. He reached 100 points twice as a Flame. He was a captain, like I mentioned earlier, in 95-96. On a really tough, diminished lineup that year, he managed 96 points. He was named an All-Star seven times. He was named an All-Star. Earlier this year, The Athletic did a survey of Calgary subscribers, and Fleury was voted the third most popular Flame ever, only behind Mika Kiprasov and Jerome Iginla. Now, yes, there might have been some recency bias there. I would agree. But man, I can't believe that his number's not up there. Another poll question focused on sweater retirements. Specifically, what players are not up there that should be. Yes, Fleury's name was mentioned. 37.3% of the polled questions in the poll by The Athletic said that Fleury should be up there. 41% said Kiprasov, and I think we will see Kiprasov sooner than later. You know, you could probably take this a step further in asking, why is Theron Fleury not in the Hall of Fame? When you look at his numbers, I don't know. He should be. His number 9 he wore in Moose Jaw, that's in the rafters. I read a quote by Theo Fleury. And I wonder how true this is. He said, I know several people have written the Flames, petitioned the Flames, and never got a response back about his number not being in the rafters. Obviously, someone's pissed off at me and the organization, but nobody's ever come to me and confronted me with it. The life of Theo Fleury has been unprecedented. We've heard numerous, numerous horrific stories and terrible times. But when Theo Fleury laced up the skates for the Calgary Flames, you knew what you got each and every night. The reason I became a big Fleury fan was watching him go out and play in a physical clutch and grab style of hockey. Theron Fleury found a way to make things happen. But Theron Fleury wasn't just a goal scorer. He was an agitator. He was everything. He was a playmaker. He was an agitator. He worked hard defensively. Theron Fleury did a lot for this team, a lot for the city of Calgary, and a lot for the Calgary Flames organization. And I hope someday that number 14 goes to the rafters where it belongs.
This is the Hockey Podcast Network, your home for hockey talk on every team in the NHL.
All right, Flames fans, and now we're going to talk a little bit about who should be the reserve players for the Flames as we head into the play-in series against the Winnipeg Jets. Camp starts July 10th. Some players already skating, which is a great thing to see here as some players move onto the ice. And right now it looks as though there'll be 28 players and unlimited goalies allowed on each roster. That still is not set in stone. And as it stands right now, 13 Flames players I would pencil in as being on there. And I could read those off as Johnny Gaudreau, Sean Monahan, Elias Lindholm, Matthew Tkachuk, Michael Backlund, Andrew Mangiapane, Milan Lucic, Derek Ryan, Dylan Dubé, Sam Bennett, Mark Jankowski, Tobias Reeder, and Zach Rinaldo. I got 10 defensemen penciled in. Mark Giordano, TJ Brody, Noah Hanifin, Travis Hamonic, Oliver Shillington, Rasmus Anderson, Derek Forbert, Eric Gustafson, UC Valimaki, and Michael Stone. I have two goaltenders penciled in for sure as David Riddick, Cam Talbot. I would carry one more, and that would be John Gillies. Yes, I believe Gillies, even though I think he'll be gone from the Flames organization at the end of this season, think he would be the best fit for that third person based off his game experience with the Flames. And yeah, those are the three that we'd have to ride. I also starred four other players, all forwards, actually. I think the Flames will run with 10 defensemen. Alexander Yelchin would be the first defenseman called upon if they carry more than 10. I think Alex Quine will get the call as a reserve at center. Austin Zarnik is almost a guarantee at right wing. Buddy Robinson, another right wing, will probably get the call. Glenn Godden, center, I think he's almost a lock. And Matthew Phillips, who is currently skating with the Flames at the Saddle Dome, is a lock at right wing. 5 more forwards added to the 13 brings the total forwards up to 18. 10 defensemen and 3 goaltenders look to make up what will be the Calgary Flames playoff roster as we head into a very oddly different playoff scenario that will possibly change based off how the phase 2 training goes, I think, a little bit. But I think Treliving and Coach Jeff Ward pretty much have it penciled in who will be making up the reserves from the American Hockey League, and some very worthy candidates and some guys, quite honestly, that I'm excited to see how they do and how they would match up in the National Hockey League, and we've got some holes to fill. I'm really excited to see if Valimaki gets some playing time since he is coming back from another injury in his career. Boy, it just seems like that guy just can't catch a break, but hopefully we will get to see him in the playoffs and see what we have to look forward to in the future. Injury-free future, I pray. It'll be interesting to see how it all plays out, and boy, I don't think there'll ever be a playoff series that's going to be more of an audit of this team and the future of this team than this year. After last year's disappointing 4-and-out, 5-and-out. It wasn't that bad. It was 5-and-out, but it seemed really, really bad, though, didn't it? Yeah, it wasn't fun. As Colorado whooped up on us pretty bad. So hopefully we won't have to deal with that this year. As I still worry a lot about this Winnipeg Jets crew that we face, there's so much time to speculate, so much time to think, and in coming episodes, we will definitely dive deep into the forwards and how they match up, the defense and how they match up, and the goaltending and how they match up, and heck, who the hell the Flames will even be starting in goal will be a question that we will debate over and over and over before we first hit the ice, hopefully, I pray, late in July. Boy, that's weird to say July. Feels like I'm just really, really, really messed up on our times. But we are navigating through this NHL pause. And I know the episodes haven't been twice a week like they are during the regular season and in the playoffs while the Flames are alive. But we're going to get right back to that when we get Flames hockey back in late July.
Using the wrong tool for the job? Use the right tool for the job. Introducing the Lawnmower 3.0 by Manscaped, featuring advanced skin-safe technology. Order today at manscaped.com.
Get 20% off and free shipping when you use promo code THPN at manscaped.com. Your balls will thank you. Hey, Flames fans, time for a little bit of Flames news. We have not had a lot in the previous episodes just because of what's been going on with the quarantine and the pandemic, and I am so tired of talking about that. So let's dive right into some Flames news. Sportsline put out their Stanley Cup champion possibilities and their percentage rankings of who will be the Stanley Cup champion this year. And guess what, Flames fans? Nope, the Flames were not number one. Tampa Bay is number one at a 17.9% chance. Washington, number two at 10.8. And those pesky Colorado Avalanche that knocked us out last year at 10.4, third. Well, where's Calgary, you ask? I cannot believe it, but they are paired up with a group of six other teams. The likes of Arizona, Dallas, Chicago, Montreal, the Islanders, and the Columbus Blue Jackets, and having less than a 1% chance of winning the Stanley Cup. I think they're flat-ass crazy. But I'll tell you what, we definitely don't have the pressure on us this year like we did last year. Isn't that right, Flames fans? Well, more awards for Flames prospect Dustin Wolf, as he wins two more awards over the last 2 weeks. He wins USA and CHL Goaltender of the Year. This is getting crazy. If he's getting trophies for all the awards Dustin Wolf has earned this summer, he is going to have to add on to his parents' house to hold these. The young 19-year-old goaltender who played for the Everett Silvertips this year had a masterful year, and the awards just keep coming and keep coming. A classy move by Flames goaltender Cam Talbot as he stepped up to help his old alma mater, Division One, U.S. Division One, NCAA hockey team Alabama Huntsville, who recently announced that they were dropping hockey as a sport. With the help of Talbot and a GoFundMe account in the U.S., the program has been saved. First U.S. Division One program that I've heard of in the recent future. To actually be set to drop. And I don't know that this is the end of this. As we navigate through this COVID and the U.S. and Canada both struggle through the changes and the effects of it and the money aspects of it, I sadly don't think this will be the first U.S. or Canadian hockey program to suffer a loss. good on Cam Talbot for helping. He mentioned that he wouldn't be anywhere without that program and helped out. And yeah, they saved the program. That's great to see. Congratulations goes to Michael Backlund, who is this year's recipient of the Peter Maher Award. The team's annual Good Guy Award couldn't go to a better guy than Michael Backlund. Love seeing him have the success he has, and boy, would I love to see him have a huge year in the playoffs. This guy, every year I watch him, I think, man, is this guy going to break out even more and more and more? He's been a great Flames player, but I just feel like he leaves me expecting even more, and I think he's fully capable of doing that. In other Flames news, Flames prospect Jakob Peltier has been moved in the Quebec Major Junior Hockey League. The forward was traded by the Moncton Wildcats to the Val d'Or during the 2020 Quebec Major Junior Hockey League entry draft as part of a package that had multiple picks going back to Moncton. The Flames' first-round pick in 2019-20 was selected 26th overall. It'll be great to see how he does this year in the Quebec Major Junior League as he prepares for a spot on the Flames in the future. The NHL has moved into Phase 2 of the hockey on June 8th, and everything was very quiet initially in Calgary. Now many players have returned back to the ice of the Saddle Dome, a few of them not as many expected based on the locale. A lot of the overseas players for the Flames will not come back to Canada right now because of the 14-day quarantine period. Now, if this mandated quarantine is not lifted by the Canadian government, the Flames may just be having their training camp in a U.S. location. Now, it's hard to blame the Flames. Having that 14-day quarantine period is a game changer for all Canadian teams. Players want to come back from overseas and get right to their training, get right to their skating, get right to the gyms, and get right to working with their teammates on getting ready for camp, which opens July 10th with a projected start date of the final week in July. Mark Giordano, another good news, was named the Flames nominee for the Bill Masterton Trophy, voted on by the Professional Hockey Writers Association. We wish Mark Giordano the best there. Can you get a classier guy than Mark Giordano? I think not. In a year where the Flames aren't going to have as many awards as they have compared to last year. Boy, we did great at the award show last year. Yeah, it's been one of those years of a little bit of disappointment, but we hope that having this break, the NHL pause is going to make it a fresh new start for the Flames. Rolling on to the listener question, and I got a good one this week from Jackie Michon from Calgary, Alberta. And her question to me was, what do you feel are the biggest positives and the biggest negatives of the pandemic on and off the ice? Well, let's talk on the ice first. I think the biggest positive on the ice is going to be a complete reboot of what was a disastrous 2019-20 season for the Flames. Coming off winning the Western Conference, everybody in Calgary and the NHL for that matter thought, hey, this is a year for the Calgary to rebound. They had a tough playoffs. This year they'll get things going and we'll have the Calgary Flames we saw in last year's regular season and not the postseason. Well, it went from bad to worse as we faced the TJ Brody scare, the Bill Peters controversy, injuries to key players in the team, and really a handful of players who, coming off all-time career years, failed to produce those numbers again. It led to disaster, a stressful and a difficult time for all Calgary Flames players, fans, coaches, everybody. So that is the positive, is that is all behind us. The negative is that the Flames were actually starting to find a groove. In the 10 games leading up to the stoppage, the Flames were 6-3-1 and what I feel, playing probably some of the best hockey that they had played all year. Cam Talbot had kind of found a spot, had kind of solidified himself as a starting goaltender, and some of the questions were getting answered as we hit the NHL pause. Now, off the ice, there was definitely some positives and negatives that all of us Flames fans felt. My positive was that I got to spend more time with my kids and my family. It's funny how when there's a scare, you start to think of the reality of things just a little bit differently. I spent a lot more time laughing with my kids, going on walks, taking advantage of the times we were able to get out of the house as a family and jump on our trampoline or go for a walk in one of the parks. And, you know, I took all of it for granted prior to this pandemic and living life in the fast and go, go, go. We got gymnastics, we got hockey, we got this, we got that, we got baseball, we got whatever, every day. And you didn't take time to stop and take a step back. Well, that pandemic forced that upon us and really made me look at life a little bit differently and appreciate those time with my family and my kids. It also made me miss hockey, but it also, in a positive of that, is it made me appreciate what this sport does and what the sport is to my life, and I can't wait for it to come back. Now, on a negative, it tried my mental health, and I guess I'm not afraid to admit that, but the past 10 days have been rough. It's been a mentally draining period in my life from all the negativity that's going on in the world. Not that there hasn't been negativity in the world prior to this, but it just seems like an overabundance lately with the riots and the just everything going on. It's been a real, real trying time. And I've always used hockey as my escape from reality. And when there is no hockey to escape from reality, Netflix just doesn't fill that void for me. And I don't have that right now. And mentally, it's been exhausting lately. I'm hoping to work through this and keep going. And I've seen an improvement in the last few days as I got to go out and play a little bit of golf and spend a little bit of time out. We've had some beautiful weather and got to do some of those things. And I'm trying to erase some of the negativity from my world and block that out and trying to live my life in a much more positive way. And that's my goal. Life's a lot easier. Life is definitely a lot easier when you're smiling.
Get all your Flames Unfiltered podcasts, team news, team updates, and highlights at flamesunfiltered.com.
Thanks for listening to another episode of Flames Unfiltered, and most of all, thanks for supporting Flames Unfiltered. You can check us out at the Hockey Podcast Network, and while you're there, why don't you check out all of the other great, great podcasts on that station. Where else can you find hockey podcasts from every single team in the National Hockey League? It's amazing what this website is and all the great things that you can find on the Hockey Podcast Network. We're proud to be partners with them. They've been a lot of fun to work with this year, and hopefully season two is even that much better. You can also check out all of our Flames podcasts archived on flamesunfiltered.com, along with a lot of other Flames news that I put on there each and every week. As we navigate through COVID-19 and the NHL pause, we take time to be thankful for health and family. We continue our off-season episode schedule, and we will be back with the next episode on June 29th. Enjoy your summer. Get out and enjoy the nice weather. Spend some time with the family, the kids, your friends. And you know what? It's time to get ready for some playoff hockey.
Get connected. Flames Unfiltered can be found on Twitter at Flame Unfiltered. And also make sure you check out our Facebook page at Flames Unfiltered. Check out host Brad Brood on Twitter at Brad Brood. And if you like what you hear, rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. You can find Flames Unfiltered on all the major podcast players. Consider subscribing to Inside Edge Hockey News on Patreon. That'll get you exclusive content and much more. Thanks again, and enjoy the hockey.
Thanks for tuning in to Flames Unfiltered. Check back for more action-packed Calgary Flames talk.
You're listening to the Hockey Podcast Network on Twitter at HockeyPodNet. New episodes every Monday and Thursday. Download at thehockeypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get your podcasts from.
This has been a production of Inside Edge Hockey News Radio, brought to you by the Hockey Podcast Network. This production is copyrighted and distributed by the Inside Edge Hockey Media Group.